Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of January 27th, 2018. My name is Elliot, and I'm your phonologist for the week. It is very icy on the parking lot. Everyone should be cautious not to fall this time of year. When we went outside to get our branches for our twig observation experiment, it was very freezing and windy. On Wednesday night, Evan was playing hockey when it started to get cold and very windy. It has been so cold that after kids take a shower and go outside, their hair starts to freeze. On Friday morning, it was so cold that Isaac had to use a hammer to open the dog kennel. It is still owl mania in the Northland. Jenna has a hawk owl at her house. Also, Haley has two hawk owls in her yard this week, and photographers come and take pictures. She brought a beautiful photo to school. Zoe saw a snowy owl on Ryan Road. Joey, myself, and many others are still commonly seeing great gray owls flying and sitting on the tip-top of spruce trees. David noticed that when one great gray owl swooped down to catch prey near his house on Tuesday, its wings were inaudible. When Rebecca was at her sister's in the woodland area of Duluth, she noticed that a chickadee singing its spring song and was very surprised to hear one in January. Dina and Miss T.G. have also been hearing this song since last Thursday, and it sounds like a bird calling out, "Cheeseburger!" when Warren saw an eagle on Saturday eating a dead deer. On Sunday, Signe was cross-country skiing at her house and saw some scat on the trail with wolf prints right next to it. This week, Rebecca was wondering why her dog keeps running away, but saw a deer carcass on the side of the road. Jay saw two does at his house digging up snow to get to grass. Several people are noticing these scratch patches at their house. Quinn found a deer skull and lots of wolf prints around it. Sadly, Warren has reported that he has seen many deer carcasses on the side of the road. As you know, we are forcing some tree branches to leaf out in our classroom. We began on January 12th and cut new branches each week of six different species. On the morning of the 29th, Lily observed that the red maple cut on January 12th has started to flower, even before it breaks out any leaves. The flowers are light pink and yellow. Most buds on the red maple are swelling, but 10 to 12 have bloomed. The tamarack needles from January 12th and the 18th are also starting to burst up and down the length of its branches. Joby thinks they resemble new dandelion buds, only are bright green. On the birch tree from January 12th, the lateral and terminal buds are oozing sap from the unopened buds. The aspen branches are still closed. However, the speckled alders from January 12th and 18th seem to have some purple cone-like structures starting to break open. Are those flowers? Cones? We don't know yet. Amber noticed round holes in the trees at her friend's house. She thinks it's from a woodpecker. On Saturday, after shoveling under the snow and ice, Sam saw that there were green grass, and when he was going down to the bus, he heard trees popping. Due to the freezing weather, we had indoor recess on Thursday. On Friday the 2nd, the temperature was negative 23 degrees below zero, with wind chill. Keisha's dad and friends saved a baby deer from a trap in New Mexico. On Wednesday, there was a super blue blood moon that does not happen very often. Due to warm weather, on Friday the 26th, Jocelyn noticed on Sunday the 28th, when she was on Cane Lake snowshoeing, there was slush in some places. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.